Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome. That's actually my favorite new game with Justin is I'll sit on top of him and I'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? And I try and speak everything he's about to say. It's really fun and annoying.
It's both
he's
fun
actually my brother, not my fiance. We actually have a brother-sister relationship. It's amazing.
And after we're done wrestling,
literally,
we give each other noogies.
It's beautiful. Then we play video games for the rest of the night. Welcome back to Almost 30 Podcast. If you're new, I'm Krista. This is Lindsay.
Hello.
We started about 4 years ago. And now we have, you know, Almost 30 as a brand and business. We also help people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast through Podcast Pro. And we do digital events and workshops and all that good stuff. But we're super glad you're here. However you found us, welcome.
Welcome. And the community is such a big piece of what we do and what we're inspired by. So we've been doing these Ask Us Anything episodes, which have been so much fun.
I love them. You guys have such good questions.
Really good questions.
It's amazing. You're the best.
I need to like call one of you to like make me think about my life.
I know.
Like
that's why I was saying, I'm like, let's get funky on the questions.
Get funky.
Because they always do. So yes, we're loving the Ask Me Anything episodes, and we have a few more of those. So if you love this one, you can search with Almost 30. And we do episodes Tuesday, Thursday, which are the best.
The best. Tuesdays is a long form interview. Thursday is usually just Krista and I, or just one of us on more of a solo trip, going deep on something that, you know, is just ringing true to us. So hopefully you can relate and you feel supported. And on Sunday, November 15th, we have a workshop with Ngozi, and this is going to be all about poetic medicine. So healing through journaling, authenticity, and self-love. She is a self-love coach. She is a writer and poet. And writing is just such a powerful tool. Our words are, they cast spells. So I'm really excited about this one. It's a unique workshop. We've never done anything like this before. So join us if you're looking to, you know, just kind of get deep and cozy and reflective on a Sunday. I think this is perfect for you. It's super affordable at $44. And she's going to be joining us from London. So it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I love it. I'm excited because it's going to be active. So it's really nice that during these type of workshops, we can use the tools that we're talking about. And writing and poetry is such a powerful tool for self-love, self-worth, and transformation. You know, that it really is the foundation for so many things.
Yes.
When we talk about the trauma and we talk about all the work, this is such a great way for us to really get into that. So again, that's going to be on Sunday, November 15th with Ngozi, and it's going to be incredible. Tickets are $44 at almost30.com.
Woohoo.
.com.
All right. Shall we?
All right. Let's do it.
What?
I'm going to close my laptop because I'm not looking at anything.
Oh, okay. Me too.
Close.
Close it up.
Hello, YouTube. These are my boobs without a bra. Hello.
Got just never, ever wearing bras on YouTube.
You guys listened to the episode with...
Oh, Nadine Artemis.
With Nadine Artemis. We talked about not wearing a bra and why you shouldn't wear a bra.
Why bras are smoking for your boobs.
That's what her words, not ours. But lymphatic drainage, for lymphatic drainage. So not wearing a bra helps with lymphatic drainage, helps the boobs of your muscle boobs keep your boobs up and firm.
Your muscle boobs
keep your boobs up and stay firm. You can turn off
your
this
boob muscles.
Now. You can turn this off now and keep on with your life.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for coming. That's our Ask Me Anything. Do you wear bras? Yes or no? Nope. Keep your muscle boobs. No. We've got to keep those muscle boobs. Keep your muscle boobs up.
Oh, damn. I don't have heavy enough boobs to even like fucking, I don't even know.
I need a girdle. Keep the muscle boobs. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
Ooh, that was a good one. Nadine Artemis. Check out that episode.
Really good episode.
Okay.
It is time to zhuzh up our spaces. This is 30, guys. When I'm like, instead of buying shoes, I'm like, oh my God, that ottoman is unbelievable. Article is our go-to for all things furniture. They do it right, like period, the end. And I can't believe it, but they just keep getting better and better. I'm currently in the market for a sideboard, which I was just learning what a sideboard was, but I need one. The Caroon Oak sideboard is what I'm eyeing right now. It's gorgeous, so well made. Everything in Article is so well made. The quality is like unmatched for the price. They take out the middleman, so they save us money, but all of their furniture is beautifully crafted, quality material, durable construction. It's like a modern aesthetic, mix of like mid-century modern, Scandinavian, industrial, and bohemian designs. So kind of covers it for anyone looking for furniture. I'm also looking at the Selena White Terrazzo stool. It's like this cylinder, like beautiful side table that kind of looks like they plucked it from Italy. It's beautiful. So check out Article. They have sofas, chairs, tables, bedroom furniture, storage furniture, outdoor furniture, decor. And their newest collection is inspired by a sense of wanderlust with pieces that speak to faraway travels. And their newest designs showcase a love for design and craftsmanship from around the world. It's really, really beautiful. So for our listeners, really pumped. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Unbelievable. Article.com/almost30 and you'll get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. That's article.com/almost30 and get $50 off your purchase of $100 or more.
So okay. Let's go to that, some of the questions. Let's do the fun one first.
Oh, Q1 is... Actually, you say it because you wrote it.
Okay. So I got a good one, a great question on my Ask Me Anything question. She said, if you had a nice hunk of sourdough bread, what would be your preferred topping? I love that.
I love it. My preferred topping on a piece of sourdough would be... First, I would toast it and then I would put a thin layer of butter and then jelly and then peanut butter and then banana and cinnamon.
Okay. Sweet. Okay.
Sweet. Yep.
I would go chunk of sourdough, olive oil, salt, pepper.
That's it?
That's it. I know.
Wow. I did not expect
that. It's not as fat as you thought. I know. Yeah. I love that move. But for that kind of bread, I like a little bit thinner of a bread so I can get a little bit more butters.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just a classic. I'm a classic girl with my sourdough. I wouldn't want avocado. I know you all were thinking that.
No, I was thinking that. Okay, wow, so always surprising
thanks
me.
For joining.
All right, number two. Ooh, how do you deal with jealousy in relationship?
I thought this was a good one.
I thought this was a really good
one. It's funny because I was with my sister and my best friend from growing up today. And we were talking about how, we were reminiscing on how in high school and college and after college a little bit, when you'd be in those situations where you'd be fighting with your significant other when they were out without you, or you'd be, you know, in these situations where you were jealous, I would be in these situations where I would be jealous all the time and how freaking exhausting that was.
Yeah, it was almost a way to, and I actually have a different experience, which is equally as exhausting, but that way, it almost keeps you tied to that person. It is like this like electricity that you're like, where are you? What are you doing?
Yes.
Communicate with me. Tell me that you're not doing, you know, there's just this feed something.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Would you have
codependency?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, I remember with Justin, like it was like when I first moved to New York, I would be like pissed if he would be looking at someone else. He would literally be like, I'm 6'4". I'm like looking around. And I'd be like, what are you staring at?
You're like, wear a bag on your head.
Honestly, if there'd be like a hot girl around, I'd be like freaking on edge. I'd be on edge and unwell. I'd be like, oh my God, we need to get out of here. We need to hit the road. Someone's here that I don't want to see. And I was just so, it wasn't all the time, but if I was feeling, because I think us women too, and I will have to say this, like, and I'm not saying this to shit on women or shit on our previous selves, but like we're incredibly intuitive. So, you know, for me, 99% of the time when I'm picking him up, looking at someone else, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true that he was checking someone out. He thought someone else was attractive. It really had to be me coming to terms with like, that is okay.
Yeah.
And really, I've had to liberate myself into feeling like it's okay for me to check out other dudes. Mm. So right now I'm freaking on the prowl. No, but like right now it's like I've allowed myself to look at and appreciate good looking men.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I don't love them. I don't want to cheat on Justin. I just can appreciate them just as they're appreciating other attractive people.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I would internalize that feeling, but never express it, which is literally equally as draining and bad, because I almost think that energy of actually saying out loud, like, what are you looking at? Calls it out. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to have, even though it might be dysfunctional, but able to have a conversation.
We do that all the time now. I'm like, did you see those boobs? Yeah.
But for me, like I think just in my early relationships, it was always internalized of like this crazy comparison of like, am I as thin as she is? Oh my God, she has bigger boobs. Oh my God, she has dark hair and blue eyes. And what does that mean? Does he like that more than what I, know, whatever it was. So I actually wish I like spoke on it more, even if it was like, rah. Mm-hmm. But I think now it's interesting because at the beginning of my relationship with Sean, like this last time round, which we're currently in, at the beginning, he had just come out of a relationship and I would have moments where I would, because it was so fresh, his last relationship, I would have those moments of like comparing myself to her. I didn't know her, but like just comparing myself to, you know, them being together for 2 years. So there's that like foundation of just all these different experiences down to like our bodies. You know what I mean? Like there was just kind of these weird moments. And I guess what I realized is that one, I started to like, this is so like freaking peacekeeper, but I just started to think of her as like feeling the same way about me. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Anyone that I'm feeling a little like jealous towards or I'm experiencing jealousy, there is probably an equal emotion that the other person is experiencing. It doesn't necessarily mean it's towards me, but I don't know. I just tried to kind of bring it down to this like base level of like, this is a human experience to be jealous. And Sean definitely like gets jealous at times. And I think there is something to that within a relationship that kind of keeps it like, I don't know, kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. We never have fights about it, but there is like, when he says it out loud to me, like, you know, he won't say I'm jealous, but he'll just kind of comment on if I look at someone or whatever as like a joke. But I kind of know that there is some truth there. So it almost like invites a conversation. And because we're a little bit older now, I can kind of have a more productive conversation. But
I think speaking to the energy diffuses the energy and makes it not shameful or bad.
Yeah.
So that's what's really just totally transmute the energy of feeling shameful or bad that there's someone else that exists in the world that's attractive.
Yeah.
That's the whole fucking thing. Like, what was I thinking? Like when I, oh my God, dude, when I found, if any of my boyfriends, all of them, if I found out they were watching porn, meltdown. You think someone else is attractive in the world? I literally in my brain would be like unwell. I'm like, oh my God, you think you want a stepsister instead of me? You want, you know, like you want
Whatever
the
porn.
Fuck it. I'm just fucking around. Whatever the fuck it was. I would just be like, you want that instead of me? Like, it's just like so, I was so narrow-minded to think that they would only think that I was attracted and they would only be attractive to me. But I completely have been in the situation where I've been in that mindset for years and years and years based on like trust issues and based on like certain situations with men that made me feel uncomfortable with their gaze. And then also being intuitive to the fact that I was picking up to their gaze. But now it's really speaking to that and making a joke about it that has been super helpful.
Is there, does Justin feel anything about the fact that we are online a lot?
Mm-hmm.
So we're like on, I'm speaking this because I think Sean has sometimes is uncomfortable with how much I'm like online and out there.
Oh yeah.
So I don't,
sometimes he's with my, he says, he's like, don't, no boobs and butts, no more boobs and butts.
Right, right, right.
But I don't really even do that.
No, I don't think so either.
He's like, I don't,
that's, it's like once a quarter.
Yeah. He's like, no more boobs and butts. That's what I said. I'm like, I can do it once a year. And he's like, okay, the year's end for you. Cause I did when I was in Cabo. He doesn't really care what I do. It's more of the emotional sharing. And some of like, if I'm too openly sharing about things that are personal to him or that he wants to keep personal. But sure. he definitely gets jealous though, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
In his own little way.
Yeah.
That he doesn't say anything to me about.
And I'm actually thinking about people out there who experience jealousy in different ways in their relationship. Like whether it's one person is finding more success than others, or maybe you have a better relationship with your family than the other person. So it's like, there's other dynamics of jealousy too.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I know a dear friend of ours that her fiance is perceived to be more quote unquote successful, and she's always feeling less than in that capacity. So I think that definitely works. But speaking to it, diffusing it, not seeing yourself as bad or shameful for feeling it, I think are the main things that you can really work with.
And there's also, last thing on it is like jealousy is what you're experiencing, but like what's underneath it?
Yes, of course.
So it's like, it's usually the fear of something or like the fear of, you know, not being loved or being
abandonment. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's usually that second thought, that second experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Also too, you know, maybe there is something that happened in the relationship that led you to not trusting them. And that's really, you know, repairing trust.
Yeah.
From infidelity or dishonesty or something, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
You have to be very patient. You have to be, both of you have to be very, very committed.
Mm-hmm. Good question. Thank you for that one.
Thank you for that one.
One size fits all is not a phrase that we can use to describe our beauty routine, okay? A beauty routine is very, very unique and should be personalized. And I know I've been there where I'm like going to the drugstore, I'm getting my shampoos and conditioners, just kind of like doing what I've always done, but it doesn't produce the results that I want with my hair. So you can get customized hair care for your unique hair type from Function of Beauty. I am so obsessed. It's so awesome. I have kind of more thin hair, but I have a lot of it. Does that make sense? And so I really love to make sure that I'm getting more volume. And I love that they are vegan, cruelty-free. There's no crap in this formula. So what you do is you take a little quiz. You tell them about your hair. You can tell them about your hair goals as well. You can even choose the color and fragrance that you prefer. There's also a fragrance-free option. And the Function of Beauty's team determines the right blend of ingredients and bottles your custom formula to order. Then they deliver your personal formula right to your door in a cute customized bottle. And they even print your name on it, along with pumps, stickers, gifts, and even a detailed instruction card describing your hair care regime. So freaking easy. And again, clean ingredients and all of their formulas are vegan, cruelty-free. They never use sulfates, parabens, or any other harmful ingredients. And they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. So you don't have to take my word for it, but if you'd like a discount, of course, we have one for you. You can go to functionofbeauty.com/almost30 to take your quiz and save 20% on your first hair care order. That's functionofbeauty.com/almost30, and you'll get 20% off your hair care order. The father of modern medicine, Hippocrates, said that all disease begins in your gut. That's why it's so incredibly important, especially during these times, to protect yourself with a boosted immune system. I bet you guys didn't think I was going to quote Hippocrates today, but this is me. If you drink coffee, tea, smoothies, or really any beverage in the morning, you're looking for a tasty way to start your day and defend yourself against harmful bacteria, then I have exactly what you need. It's called the Ultimate Immunity Protection Stack, and it's from BioOptimizers. They know how to do it. They're unbelievable. I'm obsessed with their Mag Breakthrough. It's like my go-to magnesium, but truly any product that they make, I'm like, yep, got it. Their immunity stack has 3 products which contain over 18 natural herbs and probiotic blends formulated to fight and eliminate bad bacteria like E. coli, Salmonella, gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria, and repair compromised gut lining, also known as leaky gut. I know so many of you out there have reached out to us before saying that you have leaky gut. My sister actually struggles with leaky gut and she's healed this. It also includes psychobiotics, which help increase serotonin and help happy chemicals to naturally elevate your mood, performance, and cognitive function with no side effects or discrepancies. It's such a great addition to your morning routine, and it honestly tastes so freaking good. And it's just the perfect way to boost your immune system before the holiday season. During the entire month of November, they are having a Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale. So really now is the best time to try their products. I would go right now to biooptimizers.com/almost30 and use the coupon code almost30 to save an extra 10% on the immunity protection stack. So that's biooptimizers.com/almost30, biooptimizers.com/almost30. Use the coupon code almost30 to save an extra 10% on the immunity protection stack.
Okay, do you want a light one or a deep one?
Let's go light.
Okay. Whose style do you pull from?
who do I pull from, or who would I like to pull from? Who do I pull from? Fran Drescher. Rosie O'Donnell are some of my icons. Fran Drescher or freaking Rosie O'Donnell.
Who would you ideally
Tezza.
Like? Yeah, I mean.
Tezza. We did a podcast with Tezza. Her style is unreal. I like Camila Coelho's style. I love her style. I like Song of Style. I think she has incredible style.
I mean, dude, when I'm in New York, I am tomboy on 100.
Yes.
So I kind of like those.
Like Ellen DeGeneres. Before she got canceled.
I just love like a streetwear moment that's like super comfy, but also fucking head turning.
Yes. Super tailored, simple.
Yes.
That's very you.
Yes. I don't know who that is though.
Yeah. I also like Asayami Gold, Asiyami Gold. She is the most beautiful woman and I love her style. She's like this beautiful Black woman that is just has the best style. She's like someone I really,
beautiful.
Really love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah. But really for style
inspiration. I'm a different person every day.
I know, same. I'm inspired by our friends too. A lot of our friends have really beautiful style. Mm-hmm. Aubrey, our friend Aubrey Winters,
yes.
She inspires me style-wise. She always is like...
She's just experimental.
Yes.
She'll just take pieces, high, low, whatever.
Yes.
And like... layer them in a way. And I'm like, how the frick did you do that?
And I'm like, you're working out. How? So chic.
So chic.
And it is, you know, something I want to step into more is being more thoughtful about my style and being more mindful about it because it can really feel empowering.
And it's like an untapped expression.
Yes.
I think I could have really a lot of fun if I had time to just fucking curate a dope ass outfit.
I got best dressed in high school.
So long ago.
So long. The pool was small in Ohio.
Okay. Deeper question. Favorite thing about being a woman?
My favorite part about being a woman is the way that we see people is unparalleled. The way that women see other women as like the three-dimensional beings or the multidimensional beings are like, is so powerful. And the ways in which that I've been seen by women has been so profoundly healing for me to like just see me for who I am and see me for what I can be and then see me for the person that I was all at the same time in the same experience is like so powerful. And I feel like men have been a great teacher for me. And I've always found solace in men and male relationships. But like, there's nothing like the deep friendship and love of a woman, you know?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm just taking that in because it's really so true.
It's
and
true.
I think we forget that we have that power,
you
know, in our relationships that it's like, that is, because most people are healing with some sort of female friendship wound of sorts or friendship or family, whatever it is. So I love that one. My favorite part about being a woman is my hips.
Yes. My hips don't lie.
My curves. I think I just love the range. I love the range of a woman. I love and I think as I get older, I'm owning more parts of my range. I think growing up, it was like, keep it together. But now I love I love the days where I am feeling all of my feelings and I feel like I want to cry. And then days like today where I'm kind of like, I'm a little blank and whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm like, it's so cool how every day is just this different experience, different expression. I'm drawn to different things. I'm drawn to different forms of creativity. I'm drawn to different foods. I'm drawn to different people. I'm drawn to being alone one day. And then I'm drawn to being like, I want to be out. I want to be with people. And it's just, I think we allow ourselves to do that.
I think the goal is to allow ourselves. Yes. Yeah.
In a way that's like just super graceful and natural.
100%.
Yeah. So when we're
like
doing
the ocean, baby.
Yes.
Can kill you.
Yes. Like if we could take you under the riptide.
Kill it.
We could throw you back out.
Literally.
We could put sand in your butt crack.
Drown in you or we could feed you.
Okay. Last question. Okay. Which one do you want to do? This one or this one?
Actually, let's do both.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going to do more.
We're going to do two more. Would love an update on your drinking in moderation.
Yes. I think some people are doing Sober October.
Yes.
We went out to dinner with friends the other night.
You're actually doing Drinking October, right?
Yes. And they were doing Sober October and they were like, we're going to be a cheap date. We're doing Sober October. And then they weren't on our date.
Oh,
because I was buying dinner. So bought them dinner and it wasn't freaking Sober October. And Justin, too, was like, I'm going to do Sober October. And then was like drinking. He's like, oh, I forgot. I'm like, okay. But just so for background, we've done episodes on this. We did a really beautiful episode about being sober curious with Ruby Warrington. And I've talked about my experience and my journey with drinking over the years. I drank in college. I didn't really drink that much in high school. Kind of experimented. Didn't really love it. Drank in college. Drank after. And stopped drinking from around 26 to 29, 30. And then in the past year have brought alcohol back in. I'll maybe have a drink a month or two drinks a month. So I'll have drinks just like whenever I'm around it or whenever I want it. And I'll just have them more moderately. But for me, it was really healing to remove alcohol from my life for a period of years. And I've always kind of done extreme measures like with different types of ways to heal. And I just got the call to stop drinking when I was living in Chicago and then really just brought it through for the next couple years and was able to find myself more clearly, was able to connect with myself more deeply, was able to meditate more frequently, was really able to take my life to the next level by taking out that depressant, you know, that was really holding me back. And so I highly recommend if someone is feeling the pull to try and go sober for as long as you can. And then, you know, just bringing it back has been just fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine. But I will say about, you know, removing it just on that point too, something else that it really helped provide clarity for me on besides my spiritual path and my connection to self was also relationships. And a lot of the programming that I had grown up with and a lot of the ways in which there were parts of my life that were normalized and there were practices in my life that were normalized, such as drinking, that were really hindrances for my growth. And whether that was being in situations where everyone was kind of depressed, you know, in Ohio, people would kind of like find community in feeling depressed. It was like misery loves company for sure. And that was normal. Or everyone would just kind of sit around and that was normal. Everyone would drink and that was normal. Everyone would have all these practices that I did for most of my life. And drinking was really normalized. Mm. And really like the experience of completely stuffing your emotions with alcohol as your numbing mechanism was completely normalized. And men did it, women did it, everyone really did it for so long. And I think this happens outside of Ohio too. It can happen really anywhere. But by removing that numbing mechanism really helped me find clarity in myself and then also my relationships. Because sometimes you're just hanging out with people who party, who drink, you're hooking up with people that party and drink. So it can be a really, really intense purifier for a lot of areas in our life that you don't think about.
Yeah. I would drink a lot in my 20s, like early, mid-20s and late 20s. And it's interesting, I met Sean during that time. So like 8 years ago we met. And I remember thinking I could never be with him because he doesn't drink that much. Mm. like literally wow. having that thought. And now, you know, he drinks, I drink, but it is so in moderation and so not for the purpose of getting fucked up. Like, can't afford to do that anymore. My body just does not work like that. But it's kind of cool because I've just found with him, with friends, especially living out in LA where it doesn't feel like as much of a pressure to drink all the time, that like I can have so much fun and I don't need to drink. Like if that sounds stupid and you're like, yeah, duh, like that's what we learn. But it's really true. Like you realize that you don't need the default like drink in hand, wine glass in hand. Of course, it's so nice every once in a while. But for me, I just noticed that I was blank. I was not creative. I was not showing up for the things that I said I wanted to be showing up for, like just goal-wise, creatively. And so to your point of just kind of creating this like, it was a purifier to not drink as much and to have just a clearer vessel for all things, mm-hmm. literally for the thoughts, the emotions, the creativity, everything to come through. And it's just such a noticeable difference that I really could never go back to that. You know what I mean? Like, I love it so much that the clarity so much that like going back to drinking that quantity that frequently, I don't know. Like I wouldn't recognize Mm-mm. my life, you know? But obviously easier said than done, you know, mm-hmm. Alcohol is extremely addictive and mm-hmm. it's like...
Yeah, I've never struggled in my family with it. So I can't, you know, I'm speaking mm-hmm. to someone that drank to get, you know, drank mm-hmm. in the way that I did. I never had, you know, addiction in my family. Yeah. So that is one thing. Also too, with the drinking, you know, not even talking about the effects that it has on your health.
Oh.
Like my skin, oof. Your digestion, like your liver. It's like so many things too. And when you eat with it, your body's unable to digest the food. There's a lot, mm-hmm. you know, that goes on too from a health perspective, outside of the spiritual, outside of the emotional. And then too, you know, in your relationships, it's like, I would remember...
That was the other thing.
You know, I just remember when I started to stop drinking, I was like, dude, everyone's always fighting. Why is everyone would fight all the time. I'm like, everyone's crying, everyone's fighting, everyone's not saying what they mean or saying something that they would say if they were sober. You know, people are kind of acting out of character or in just these ways that I was like, oh, I don't want to live an unintentional life in that way where I feel like I'm speaking in a way that doesn't make sense or is unclear or is on unbridled emotion, you know, is in from mm-hmm. an emotional place. Mm-hmm. And it just, I didn't want to do that either.
I also noticed related to relationships, like I would just, anytime in recent years that I would drink more than normal, it would almost trigger something in me of like early 20s mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. Like it would be kind of a triggering, I would either revert back to, you know, either a belief or like mm-hmm. a story I told myself or a habit, whatever. So it was interesting that like that drinking habit, because it was so prominent at that time in my life, also would stir up some like old stuff.
Wow.
Even though it had no like ground mm-hmm. in the present.
But wow.
Yeah.
I could totally see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But for, you know, for people that want to stop and find it to be hard because, you know, all their friends drink or they're in these social situations where people aren't drinking. I will say too, to encourage you that when I did stop drinking, I had more people that wanted to talk to me about not drinking and how they wanted to not drink than people that were like, why aren't you drinking? Mm-hmm. More people were, I don't want to say inspired because it seems like egotistical to say people were inspired by it, but more people were curious and like excited to talk to me about it and wanting to not drink than I would have ever thought.
Yep.
It was like giving people the permission to not drink was incredibly liberating.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, now I'm drinking in moderation and just with intention. And right now I'm really trying to just really release any yes, no ideas that I have on my life in any way. So whether that's with food or whether that's with drinking or whether that's with the way that I work or whether that's the way that I operate in relationships, I don't want to always come in with the preconceived notion that I always do something and just be present for whatever is.
Yep.
Yo, my sock game is unbelievable. I had someone the other day be like, where'd you get your socks? I've never had someone say that to me before I started wearing Bombas. Bombas makes the most comfortable socks ever. And they're cool looking. Like, it kind of matters to me. They've literally rethought every detail of the socks we wear to make them more comfortable. I wear them every single day. I love the calf length. That's like my new thing. I scrunch them down a little bit. I have them in all different colors. So comfortable. And I love them because when I'm walking, I've been walking a lot. This is my new thing. They actually really support my feet. So this is how they're made. They're literally made to support feet in how they're engineered. It's so cool. I don't know how they do it, but you can see it like in the fabric. It's unbelievable. Every pair of socks Bombas sells, they donate a pair to someone experiencing homelessness across the U.S. And since socks are the number one most requested clothing item in the homeless shelters, the generosity of giving Bombas will make a meaningful impact this holiday season. So if you're thinking of giving gifts, stuffing stockings, or whatever, Bombas is the perfect gift. Bombas are specially engineered to be the most comfortable pair of socks you and everyone on your gift list has ever worn. They spent years perfecting every detail, like eliminating those annoying toe seams. I used to hate those. Making sure their socks never slip and creating a special midfoot support system. That's what I was talking about. So I'd love for you to try. I'd love to know how you're loving them, what style you got, what color you got. They have athletic performance socks. They have limited edition holiday socks, dress socks, socks made from merino wool, a natural wonder fiber. It's super warm, incredibly soft, and naturally moisture wicking. So if you'd like to try Bombas, we have a discount, of course. Love it. Bombas.com/almost30 to get 20% off your first order. That's BOMBAS.com/almost30 to get 20% off. Bombas.com/almost30. I wish this was on video, these ad spots, because I'm wearing the thing that I'm going to talk about. I cannot take them off. Okay. Parade is a self-expression brand. They make creative basics. And their underwear, which I'm wearing, is so comfortable and so cute. I cannot get over it. Cannot get over it. Okay. Parade was launched just over a year ago. This is a super new company. Would love for you to support. Founded by CEO Cami Tellez, a 23-year-old first-generation Latina. This is size inclusive, ranging from extra small to 3XL. All underwear starts at $9. Y'all, did you hear that? That is unheard of. Their replay fabric is made of recycled yarns. I can't even describe how this feels. Like, first of all, you don't even feel it on your body. So comfortable, so stretchy. All underwear is lined with 100% cotton gusset. They've already sold over 500,000 pairs to date, and they've had a wait list of over 70,000 before they launched. So, like, you gotta get on this. It's wrapped in 100% compostable packaging that biodegrades within 300 days, and their red mailer is 100% compostable too. This is something that we have to care about, because if these brands are sending out a lot of shit, we got to make sure that their packaging is good for the environment. They have 9 styles across both of their replay and silky mesh fabrics, including 5 high-rise styles and 4 lower to mid-rise. So they got your style, trust me. And they have 20 different colors to choose from. When I say that these colors just make you so freaking happy, like, I choose the color that I'm feeling that day. I'm like, what color am I today? Parade. And they have it, and I just love it. It's like this color therapy thing is real. Really real. 1% of sales go to Planned Parenthood, and Parade also has donated to a variety of other organizations in their 1 year, including Feeding America, the Loveland Foundation, Glitz, the Okra Project, and more. A Teen Vogue article highlights their thong as the comfiest thong they own. Yo, check it out. I can't wait for you to try this. Okay, so you can go to yourparade.com/almost30 and use the code almost30 at checkout for 20% off all your orders. That's yourparade.com/almost30. Use the code almost30 at checkout to get 20% off your order.
Last question.
What is your most recent intuitive insight or download?
What's yours?
I've been writing a lot lately, which actually helps, even though it's like the hardest thing for me to do for some reason. And I don't know what you would call this, but just this understanding of, I kind of feel like the chaos in the world is like causing a strange peace within me. Mm. And there is this, it almost feels like a, it almost feels like this time is like stopped time for me, where I don't feel the pressure to do things in a certain period of time. And so like, I'm really just settling into what actually like makes, I mean, for lack of a better word, like makes my heart sing, rather than feeling like, okay, I should do this by this time and I should do it this way because this is what the world expects and this is what it's doing. Because everything's being flipped on its head, I kind of feel this like freedom and permission to just do for the sake of, because it lights me up, because it just makes me happy. And so it's just interesting that it's during this time when everything just feels so out of control or unpredictable or unknown, that I'm finding so much clarity. And so I've just tried to think about in the micro when that happens. So if I'm feeling like there's a lot of chaos, either in relationship or conversations or in something we're trying to solve with the business, it's like, okay, is there something so clear within this? Is there something so, so clear that we can take from this? Mm. So yeah.
Love that. That's a good one.
Keep talking. I'm going to widen the lens.
I was thinking about my kittens. Those are an intuitive hit. You know, earlier this year in March, I had the hit to foster two little baby kitties from Stray Cat Alliance here in Los Angeles, who is, I swear I'm the number one donator to now. And I've been allergic to cats for the past 8 years. We grew up with cats. We would like foster cats all the time. We had like, at one point we had like six cats, not in our house, but outside. We would like just feed these like unwed kitties. And so,
Unwed.
Yeah. My mom called them the home for unwed kitties. I don't know what that means, like unwed. We had we had our normal house and we had this little dog house that we got, and it was a replica of our big house. This is hilarious. And we'd put a heating pad in it and we'd like have heating pad for the kitties outside and we'd feed them. And so I wanted to get kittens and we were like, let's foster. We can foster and see. Justin goes and picks them up. He brings them home and I'm allergic. So we're thinking that we might not be able to keep them. We wanted to try. And I said the whole time, I'm like, I'm going to get over my allergy. Like, this allergy is going to be gone. I'm not going to be allergic anymore. And he was like hesitant to love the kittens because he was like, oh, I think we're going to have to give them away. My allergies were horrible. I think even on the episodes that we recorded, I'm so nasally, I'm sneezing all the time. And I just felt unwell for the first like week. And after doing some visualization meditations and doing a lot of prayer, and just really sitting with the fact of like within like law of one, unity consciousness, like those cats are me. I am those cats. We are one. And accepting whatever love that they're bringing into my life fully in my body and in my being. I think after 2 weeks, I'm no longer allergic. So I knew that I had the intuitive hit that I could get over my allergy with cats. And I had the intuitive hit that we should be getting cats. And now, you know, we have our two kitten babies and I have no allergies.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And they bring so much. It's like another layer.
It's amazing.
That's so fun, entertaining.
It's another love of layer.
Love.
I know, our little babies.
They're so sweet.
I know, they're so sweet. So highly recommend Stray Cat Alliance if anyone's looking to adopt kittens. And then visualization meditations if you have an allergy. And really just accepting the lesson and love for whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. I want to hear your guys'. I think that'd be super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your
recent post. Yeah.
We're going to do it on Instagram. Whatever your recent intuitive hit or download was, we will do a post on that so we can all share in community what we're working on and what we're working with. So Thank you guys so much for joining Lindsay and I. This has always been one of our favorite episodes to record. We love hanging with you so much. We have two more Ask Me Anything episodes you guys can listen to right now. We have more coming on the way. We have episodes every Tuesday, Thursday. And if you love this one, make sure to send with a friend. Send to a friend.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. You can learn more at almost30.com. You can go to our shop, shopalmost30.com for merch, for workbooks, for courses and workshops. Follow us on Instagram, almost30podcast. I'm at Lindsay Simsek.
And I'm at It's Krista. We're almost 30 on all socials. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you. Bye.
Ah.